I'm a little nervous. Scripture reading is John 1:17, and it says, "For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And I want to talk a little bit about grace. I've experienced it my whole life, and I've never even realized it until recently that His hand was on me this whole time. And I just want to praise God for this opportunity. And me and my son, I told him this summer that this should be the summer of breaking out and coming out of our shells and not doing things that are comfortable to us. And God put me up here and said, "Well, here you go, buddy. You got to show him." So let's get started. I have a little thing I put together. It's called the top 10 contrasts between the old covenant and the new covenant. And we're going to number 10 on our list to start it off with is live by works. And Galatians 3:10 says, "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under His curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all of those commandments that are written in God's book of law." Under the new covenant, we live by faith. Galatians 3:11 tells us, "Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever be made right by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life." Number 9 on our list, under the old covenant, it cannot give you life. Galatians 3:21 tells us, "If the law could have given us new life, we could have been made right with God by obeying it." Under the new covenant, He can give us life. John 6:63-68 tells us, "It is the Spirit who gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And these very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But some of you don't believe me, for Jesus knew from the beginning who would believe, and He knew who would betray Him. Then He said, this is what I meant when I said that people cannot come to me unless the Father brings them to me. And at this point, many of His disciples turned and deserted Him. And Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, 'Are you going to leave too?' Simon Peter replied, 'Lord, to whom will we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life.'" Number 8 on our list, living under the old covenant exposes our sins. Galatians 3:19 tells us, "Well then, why was the law given? It was given to show people how guilty they are." Under this new covenant of grace, He covers our sins. Romans 4:1-8 tells us, "Abraham was, humanly speaking, the father of our Jewish nation. What was his experience concerning the question of being saved by faith? Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, he would have had something to boast about. But from God's point of view, Abraham had no basis for pride at all. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, so God declared him righteous. When people work, their wages are not a gift. Workers earn what they receive. But people who are declared righteous because of their faith, not because of their work." King David spoke of this, describing the happiness of an undeserving sinner who is declared to be righteous. "Oh, what joy for those disobedience is forgiven whose sins are put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose sins are no longer counted against them by the Lord." Number 7 on our list, under the old covenant, we were under law. Romans 6:14-15 tells us, Sin is no longer your master, for you are no longer subject to the law, which enslaves you to sin. Instead, you are free by God's grace. So God's grace has set you free from the law. Does that mean you can go on sinning? Of course not. Under the new covenant, we are under grace. Galatians 3:22-25. But the scriptures have declared that we are all prisoners of sin. So the only way to receive God's promise is to believe in Jesus Christ, until faith in Christ was shown to us as the way of becoming right with God. We were guarded by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until we could put our faith in the coming Savior. Let us put it another way. The law was our guardian and our teacher to lead us until Christ came. So now through faith in Christ, we are being made right with God. And now in faith in Christ has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. Number 6 on our list, the old covenant is done away with. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 through 14. The old system of law etched in stone has led to death, but it began with such glory that the people of Israel could not bear to look at Moses' face. For his face shone with the glory of God, even though the brightness was already fading away. Shouldn't we expect far greater glory when the Holy Spirit is given life? If the old covenant, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new covenant, which makes us right with God? In fact, the first glory was not glorious at all compared to the overwhelming glory of the new covenant. If the old covenant, which has been set aside, was full of glory, then the new covenant, which remains forever, has far greater glory. Since the new covenant gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. We are not like Moses to put a veil over our face so the people of Israel cannot see the glory fading away. But the people's minds were hardened, and even to this day, when the old covenant is being read, a veil covers their minds so they cannot understand the truth. And this veil can only be removed by Jesus Christ. The new covenant is not done away with. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 11. So if the old covenant, which has been set aside, was full of glory, then the new covenant, which remains forever, has far greater glory. Number 5 on our list. Under the old covenant, it brings a curse. Galatians 3:10 tells us, but those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law. Under the new covenant, we are redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13 tells us, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took it upon himself for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Number 4, the old covenant, you cannot be justified under the old covenant. Galatians 2:16 tells us, and yet we Jewish Christians know that becoming right with God is not by doing what the law commands, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we believe in Christ Jesus that we might be accepted by God because of our faith in Christ, not because what we have obeyed the law, for no one will ever be saved by obeying the law. Number 4, can be justified under this new covenant. Acts 13:38-39. Brothers, listen, in this man Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is freed from all guilt and declared right with God, something the Jewish law could never do. Number three on our list, cast out. The old covenant is cast out. Galatians 4:30. But what do the scriptures say about that? Get rid of the slave and her son. For the son of the slave woman will not share the family inheritance with the free woman's son. And number three, in the new covenant is not cast out. Hebrews 8:6. But our high priest has been given a ministry far superior to the ministry of those who serve under the old law. For he is the one who has guaranteed for us a better covenant with God based on better promises. Number two on our list, not made by an oath. God did not make an oath. Hebrews 7:20-21. God took an oath that Christ would always be a priest, but he never did this for any other priest. Only to Jesus did he say, the Lord has taken an oath, and I will not break his vow. You are a priest forever. And all that for this right here. Number one on our list, for Israel only. The old covenant was for Israel only. Deuteronomy 4:7-8. For what great nation has a God as near to them as our Lord, as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call on him? And what great nation has laws and regulations as fair as the body of laws that I am giving you today? And there's another one from for Israel only. The Lord did not make this covenant long ago with our ancestors, but with all of us who are alive today. Under the new covenant is for all men. Matthew 26:28. For this is my blood, which seals the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out for the forgiveness of sins of many. Thank you.